Jeremy Elborn, Executive Director of Arts Place, once again joining me on the program. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Rob. Thanks for having me on yet again.
Yes. after years of planning and many months of actually building and completely modernizing and renovating the old library building, Arts Place is finally getting ready to open here the weekend of the 25th through 27th. Are you guys pretty excited?
We are over the moon excited. It's been a pretty crazy ride. It's been a hectic, busy time, but we are so excited to be inviting the community out to enjoy Arts Place now.
Fantastic. So we've got some grand opening celebrations starting on Thursday the 24th here with a special guest coming to town.
Yeah, the 24th is our official ribbon cutting ceremony, which sounds a little bit dry unto itself, but I'm really excited to say that Premier Rachel Notley will be coming to inaugurate the building for us, as well as local MLA Cam Westhead and of course Mayor John Barrowman too. So it's going to be a fun afternoon. We've got great musical acts out there at 3 o'clock to entertain the crowd, including Brad Bischoff and Laurie Reed. We're hoping that everybody will come out.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is the first visit that Rachel Notley is making to Canmore since she became premier, so that's a pretty big deal.
I don't know if she's a rock star, but but it's kind of fun to have the premier anyway.
So Friday night, things kick off with Creative Combat at Arts Place. What exactly is this event? It sounds really neat.
Well, we got a bunch of artists going head-to-head, toe-to-toe. No violence, but rather a friendly competition of 12 artists competing against each other. They have 20 minutes to create a work of art with a live DJ, and the people in attendance get to pick who wins.
We've got the Festival of Art and Creativity taking place on Saturday and Sunday. What can people expect if they just come down to the Arts Place area during the day?
Well, we've got a ton of stuff going on. We have a number of free workshops, 15 in all, that are happening throughout the day. We have a puppet show going on in the theater as well. We also have a live community stage where members of the community will be out there performing. We have lots of musicians, artists lined up, some other local community groups too. We also have an artisans market going on in the parking lot in front of Arts Place, and there'll be tours of the building going on all day. So it's really just a great opportunity to come down, experience, and see what Arts Place is all about, and get your hands dirty and do some art.
Saturday night, we've got this campfire event. What's this all about?
The big campfire, which is connected to, of course, the storytelling competition that we've been running with you guys here at Mountain FM. We're asking the community to come together. We have musical acts, we have stilt walkers, we have a drumming circle, and we're going to be featuring the top three stories from the storytelling competition. So it's all about Canmore getting together, having some fun, listening to some stories, telling some stories about Canmore, either in musical form or dramatic form. There's going to be a little play of a family-based story as well, too. So lots of things to enjoy.
Is there a cost associated with anything going on over the weekend?
The vast majority of it is totally free. We're asking that people actually register for some of the workshops, just so we know who to expect and have people on site. And you can do that at our website, artsplacecanmore.com. The only thing that you have to pay for is the Creative Combat on Friday night, but it's only $20, and it includes a free glass of sparkling wine, hors d'oeuvres, and of course, lots of fun.
Artsplacecanmore.com is all the information on the big festival, Art and Creativity, coming up here the weekend of the 25th through 27th in conjunction with Alberta Culture Days and the brand new arts facility, Arts Place. Very excited to have this come on stream here in Canmore in the old library building. Jeremy, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you, Rob, so much.